May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, September 20th, 2025. Ben, I'd like to thank you for tuning in to my cosmic insight and outlook for understanding the overview of what's really going on in our fast-changing world. Since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, unless you're listening to the replay, I never know who's listening, so if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. Today I'll be narrating from four newsletters that I've published over the last 11 days. This is a lot of big-picture stuff I'll be talking about with both global crisis and Aquarian opportunity. So I'll be unpacking the grand illusion of lamestream media and hopefully giving some, a little bit of the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo. I like to think of it as a love sandwich with the sourdough bread of truth slathered with lots of light and love on both ends and strong meat in the middle. So this is some serious food for thought for the truly thoughtful. These four newsletters I'll be discussing back on 999, 2025 is the 9. There was the article, Leadership in the Aquarian Age. You know, Aquarius rising by way of the divine feminine. And then on September 12th, did the article that I'll go into on From 9/11 PSYOP to Charlie Kirk Assassination. A lot of heavy stuff happening this last week, as you know. This was a week ago. And I did kind of an overview, numerous articles, memes, videos on this whole situation with the 9, it was back, it was like 1-2 punch, the 9/11 and the Charlie Kirk assassination. So what was common to both of them? Well, I go into that, it's like there's kind of the backstory there is kind of the key backstory that's going on in the world right now. And I go into that a little bit more with on September 16th, an article called Chill Out with a Big Picture Debriefing. In other words, things really went crazy with that 9/11 and Charlie Kirk assassination. It was just like, and then still, there's a tremor in the force of the collective consciousness of humanity because there's a waking up to what's behind all this insanity. So, again, Chill Out with a Big Picture Debriefing. That was on September 6th and then on yesterday, and I've cleaned it up on today. I've published an article, Healing the Psychopathic Lack of Conscience. Now, this has kind of taken the whole last 2 weeks, these last two weeks, and doing a synopsis and resolution of sorts with the understanding of what the dissociation and psychosis is all about and how to heal it, becoming conscious of how we were unconscious. And as we become conscious of how we are conscious, it's like our conscience, collective social conscience kicks in and we become, basically, we become more conscious of how we're conscious. And that's like conscience, we involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience as we do that. And it's like C, if you take C as conscious, conscience, as you become conscious of how you're conscious, you got C squared. And it's like the formula of E equals MC squared. As we approach the speed of light, all time and space becomes relative. As we become conscious of how we're conscious, we develop effective sensory perception. It's not ESP, it's just effective. It's not extrasensory perception, it's effective sensory perception. And this is, I'm speaking metaphoric here, but there is this whole evolution, revolution, revelations that's going on in the collective consciousness of humanity, the Great Awakening is leading us to a great enlightenment. And in the process, the dynamic is this conscious evolution process whereby we become more conscious of how we are conscious. Well, that's what these four articles were about this last 2 weeks. And the culmination will be this article on healing the psychopathic lack of conscience. And basically, this a documentary that was done by James Corbett just a few days ago, a brilliant documentary on this subject. And I'll be going into that as I lead up to it. First, leadership in the Aquarian quantum age. But first, before I get into all that, it's time for a cosmic weather report. Okay, we're talking about the solar eclipse that's coming up tonight and the following day. We have the equinox, and there's a lot of cosmic drama with this on the world stage. I mean, you know, the quantum field, the collective conscience of humanity, there's at this time that there is an equilibrium with the equinox. There's a balance. And with the solar eclipse, there is a short-circuiting of the field around the Earth, and deep space energies enter in. And there's some dynamics that go on there with the astrology psychology at this time, which is quite amazing. And I've talked about in previous shows how there's a quickening with Uranus right now in Gemini for the next 7 years. And this is really speeding things up, folks. I mean, this is an archetypal representation of artificial intelligence and how it is going, it is accelerating this great awakening process dramatically over the next year. They're saying that we might have artificial general intelligence whereby AI surpasses human intelligence as we know it. Now, this is getting into a whole field that's it's hard to conceive. I've had numerous articles and videos on that over this last year that explain it more. But suffice to say, we're in for some big change and big drama and paradigm paralysis. A lot of us are suffering, you know, kind of stuck in negativity, which I refer to as SIN, stuck in negativity, sin. The original sin is being stuck. You know, the conscious evolution is stuck. Well, you know, some of us, all of us, sometime or another have been stuck. And, of course, the idea of liberation of our consciousness rather than all those energies that would enslave us, you know, our consciousness, that would limit our consciousness, that would compartmentalize our consciousness. And all individuals, civilizations and societies that have gone extinct over history have been over compartmentalized under adaptable, you might say, to common sense. They've become fragmented. They've become divided and conquered, and they've become fragmented and with a sense of separation and suffering that leads to their demise, you might say. So the opposite of that is an integration and a wholeness and a healing, which, you know, the astrology represents, you might say, keynotes or you know, the signatures in the heavens, energies that signify, you know, basically divine order. Some people refer to it as the fractal order or the holographic universe. There is divine order in the universe, and there is pure geometry frames of reference that some people understand as G-O-D, the geometrically ordered divinity. And as Hermes Trismegistus anciently said, you know, in the beginning, God geometrized. In the end, we become what we geometrize. In other words, the order of the universe that we align with, attune with, and represent in our conscience with a capital C. It's one thing to become just conscious. Animals are conscious. Plants are conscious. To become conscious of how we are conscious and be able to do something about it, you know, with mobility consciousness, with love in action, I mean, God, geometrically ordered divinity, is love. Of course, that's the love model I'm referring to, with pure geometry thought forms, law of the one, the circle, two and one, the cross, three and one, the trinity, four and one, the most powerful thought form in the universe and key to the ascension of the planet, which is like the plan looking down on the pyramid, which is like the archetype, excuse me, of Jung, fire, air, water, and earth, or spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. You've got the Tibetan sand paintings. You know, you've got the Hopi symbolism, the four winds. You've got the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization. You've got the New Jerusalem, the white cube. These are all metaphors, exquisite metaphors, for this fourth principle, which cross-references, you might say, if you're looking down on the square with the cross, like looking down on the pyramid of self and civilization. You got a square with a cross, so you're cross-referencing, you know, the basically a spherical consciousness, the four, where the four triangles integrate. You know, again, the law of the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one is the capstone. Some people refer to that as the CAP, the creative ascent process, whereby we become, again, conscious of how we are conscious with a conscience. So the whole evolution, revolution of global civilization and higher consciousness at the cusp of Aquarius is this integration of, you might say, the components of the capstone, that will, you know, they're the tools and processes that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience, you know, culturing social conscience in our ubiquitous social networks. You know, we have a global village of instant, everywhere, interactive communication capabilities. In principle, we have, you know, basically it's a one world government. It's instant, everywhere, we're all connected. You know, unity and diversity. You know, we can, we're the global village. You know, family of mankind and this global village of instant, everywhere connection. But there's all these political and economic forces that are stuck in negativity, and what, you know, and basically these are powerful money, power, special interests who have a vested interest special interests have a vested interest in owning and control, you know, the human and physical resources of the planet. These special interests, you might say, keep common sense uncommon. You know, and the expression is common sense is uncommon because these special interests have a vested interest in keeping it that way, keeping common sense uncommon, keeping it divided and conquered. Instead of having, you know, world peace, unity, and diversity, you know, in a heartbeat, global village, family of mankind, you know, peace and love, there's all these forces that their time is short, their fear is great, they're losing power, they're losing control. So they're trying to create as much crisis and chaos as possible. And, of course, you know, their whole model is never let a good crisis go to waste. So they create lots of crisis that they don't let go to waste. They use these crises, you know, war, disease, you know, to manage, create and manage the you know, more, you know, the crisis for more power and control. You know, we've got pharmacide, we've got genocide, we've got the medical industrial complex, the military industrial complex, both of them. You know, their time is short, and they're doing what they can to lock down with censorship, media surveillance, you know, the whole, you know, dark side of the deep state stuff that's going on, to for again, ownership and control of the human and physical resources of the planet. Because if the truth comes out, and, you know, which is coming out, you can't stop it now with the internet and with AI, you know, the truth of free energy technologies makes petrochemical pollution obsolete. You know, not just free energy with, you know, out of the quantum void. You know, which Tesla was, you know, pioneered. But we're talking about free energy with, you know, like water. You know, they've had water fuel cars for 50 years. There's, you know, the water conversion technology with water fuel cells. They've had it for 50 years. It's just been suppressed by the Rockefeller oil cartel. And again, these are the same cartels that are behind the scenes with the medical industrial complex. You know, of course, Rockefeller pioneered the medical industrial complex, Big Pharma. He pioneered Big Pharma. And, you know, and he basically monopolized modern medicine with allopathic medicine when the standard was natural healing medicine for thousands of years. Of course, that went from herbalism and nutrition, healing with let food be your medicine and medicine be your food, and healing energetically, just like the Chinese pioneered acupuncture, energetic healing, you know, thousands of years ago. You know, hundreds of years ago, 150 years ago, Heinemann developed, you know, homeopathy, energetic healing. And the best doctors in America 100 years ago were homeopathic medical doctors. Most of them worked themselves to death because they were the ones that were most effective without the toxic side effects from pharmaceutical drugs, which Rockefeller and the allopaths were pushing. And, of course, they've monopolized now drugs for whatever ails you. And, of course, we've got the situation of drug pushing in the mainstream media. Fortunately, RFK Jr. is coming out against that. They're going to be stopping that, you know, drug pushing on television, which has been outlawed in pretty much all the civilized countries of the world, except I think two. I think the only ones that haven't outlawed it yet are South Korea and I forget the other one. But you know, it's like you can't incentivize drug pushing with toxic drugs that toxify the body and make the body sick. Now, there's a lot of stuff been coming out, and I've been publishing articles. Those who read my newsletter, my Substack newsletter, you know, I've been publishing articles by John Rappaport, and particularly, who's brilliant, but his articles explaining how all the vaccines are, of course, toxic. You know, there's a toxic load injected directly into the body. Well, you've got babies that are injected that, and they just die. You've got adults, you know, that have a toxic load in their body, you know, seniors, and they just, you know, they drop dead's become a real thing, you know, because from these injections. Now, this has come out all over the world, and yet the mainstream media, which makes most of its income from pushing drugs on TV or radio, you know, they're still saying, you know, you got to get those vaccines, you know, the kids get. So they're fighting RFK Jr. He's got snakes all around him, you know, the swamp critters, you know, all around him who have a vested interest in keeping common sense uncommon. You know, so the only tool they've got is using that media, the mainstream media and national propaganda radio, NPR, to keep saying over and over and over again, vaccines are safe and effective when they're not. You know, most people know that now. You know, if they got, you know, half a brain at all and are following any kind of alternative news, I mean, true news, you know, non-commercial programmed news, it's all over the internet. I mean, if, you know, people that are open to alternative opinions, there's so many documented articles on the plague. I mean, the virtual plague of millions of people in the United States and worldwide that have either dropped dead or died within a very short time after the vaccines. Now, again, we're getting a toxic load from multiple sources, folks. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the fluoride in the water, and of course, even the chlorine, you know, has the effect in the water that causes arteriosclerotic plaquing of the 60,000 miles of plumbing in the body. Most of them are capillaries, finer than the pinhead. And chlorine that they put in water is, not to mention the fluoride, which is just a flat-out poison. You know, they use it in rat poison, but the fluoride and the chlorine together they're extremely toxic, and the body will try to insulate, protect itself, so it will plaque up the veins and arteries because they do scarring. Both of them do scarring of the poisons. The body will try to protect itself, and that's where plaque, arteriosclerotic plaque, builds up, and it builds up and builds up until people have a heart attack from that alone. But you've got all the kinds of toxic sources. You've got, you know, the chemtrails, you know, the geoengineering, they're calling it, you know. I mean, they're spraying it on our food, you know. It goes into our water supply. It's going on the land, you know. It's poisoning. It's poisoning the environment. So people know this now. They're waking up to this, and all the big lies about vaccines, you know, are safe and effective for what? Disease that's being caused by the vaccines? It's just like you can't use the swamp to heal the swamp. You know, the swamp is, and the swamp critters, you know, the deeply entrenched special interests, corporate interests, multi-billion, trillion-dollar special interests that are making a killing on the creating and management of disease and war I mean, it's the demise of the United States. It's the demise of the world. We're talking about self-destructive habits that have been institutionalized for profit because of corporate law that wherever profits are at stake, shareholders come before the public. This is the Red Lion decision when the stockholders sued Henry Ford way back when he was making Model Ts, and he wanted to keep making Model Ts, and the stockholders wanted to have cars with different colors, and he wanted to keep the price as cheap as possible, and the stockholders sued him and won because profits were at stake, and they were interested in not the lowest price for the consumer, but for more profits for more model cars with different colors. And stockholders sued him and won, and it's become precedence. And since 2010, when we had the Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court, excuse me. Now, I provide links on this on Citizens United in a lot of my content. A lot of you know what I'm talking about. It was a Supreme Court decision that gave rights, gave human rights, you know, to corporations. You know, they basically, the whole situation of corporations privatizing hospitals and privatizing public communications and privatizing everything. And with that ownership and control by private interests, you know, special interests, like the Federal Reserve Bank. Most people, a lot of people don't even know that it's not federal and has no reserves, that it's privately owned. It's been privatized. And so this is the awakening that's going on, and it is shocking for a lot of people. A lot of people just listening to me, and, you know, just out of the blue, if they just happen to tune in, this sounds like crazy talk. But believe me, it's going mainstream, you know, that vaccines are not safe. It's just not a matter of vaccines. I mean, it's a matter of so many of our social, political, and economic institutions, especially those around healthcare, have been extremely compromised by, again, those special interests that have a vested interest in ownership and control of the human resources of the planet for profit. And if it means depopulation in the process, well, that's part of the population control agenda, that they're just thinking about the profits. Or, you know, if they profit while, you know, humanity suffers, profits become before people. This is, I know it sounds nefarious and insidious, and it goes back to what was going on with Hitler in Germany and some of the biggest corporations in America, including Henry Ford and the Ford Manufacturing Company. You know, they're producing the tanks in Germany, and IBM was running the trains that were taking people to the Auschwitz. IBM was running the train. I mean, there was all kinds of collusion of big giant corporations that were looking at how they were going to basically create a monopoly in Europe for the medical pharmaceutical complex, which was IG Farben back at that time. And of course, Rockefeller brought IG Farben. They merged with IG Farben. And of course, aspirin company, Bayer Aspirin, and many other companies that, you know, that are in the American sphere now. Went back to corporate collusion with forces of tyranny at that time. So these forces of tyranny, you know, what's called corporate tyranny, which is really what the American colonists were fighting about. You know, the corporate tyranny of the corporate England, which was coming in and trying to own and control the human and physical resources of the colonies. It's the same thing today. You know, we're seeing, again, these giant corporate interests that are influencing every dimension of our lives. Specifically, we're seeing it with high-tech collusion, with the surveillance state, the security state. Palantir, and what we're seeing, and I've been reporting on this, Palantir in Israel, how they're using their artificial intelligence technology to target humans, the AI being used to target humans, and basically, you know, totally inhumane killing of humanity. We're seeing it being pioneered in front of our eyes by Palantir and big tech in Silicon Valley that are aligned with special interests that have a vested interest in genocide. Same thing with pharmacide. You know, they're killing. It's killing people. You know, this toxic. The toxic. It's not that some drugs don't aren't good, or, you know, I'm not talking about all drugs, I'm talking about in general, and specifically in vaccines, which create a lifetime of disease because they're seeding the body with the toxic genetic poisons and viruses, you know, HIV viruses, the polio vaccines. It was 10, 20 years after that that the cancer skyrocketed in the United States because it was seeded, the polio vaccine was seeded with cancer viruses. I reported on this. I have a website on vaccines. I've linked many times with videos that explain exactly what I'm talking about. The doctors, the Hilleman, what's his name, you know, at Merck Pharmaceutical that explains this, the polio vaccine, just laughing about. I mean, we're talking about, there's so much nefarious stuff that's coming out. A lot of people just, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to believe it. It's just too psychically traumatic. And I understand that, but there's a lot of people that are really warriors, you know, because we're in war right now. We're talking about psychological, spiritual warfare going on in collective conscious humanity. As people wake up, they're waking up to the energy veil, the evil, the evil, the energy veil that's been keeping us from the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help us God. So this is a huge thing that's going on globally, and I haven't even got into the articles yet. The first one, I'm going to get back to that. I'm going to try and go through them as fast as possible. There's four of them. I'm just going to touch on them. This one, Leadership in the Aquarian Quantum Age. The byline there is Aquarius Rising via the Divine Feminine. Now, it's the rise of the Divine Feminine, which is going to define the Aquarian Age of community, coming into unity, nurturing unity in diversity, the Divine Feminine principle and process of coming into unity. You might say the dance of masculine and feminine in harmony. So as I say here, you know, with all the crazy stuff going on in geopolitics, it's good to occasionally soar above the fray, remembering that it's not your aptitude but your attitude that determines your altitude, whether you soar like eagles on thermals of grace or scratch like turkeys on bugs of begrudge. So if you want to be part of the solution with a global evolution, the revolution, revelations, and higher consciousness, aspire to inspire yourself first and then others. So, you know, keep the faith with a good attitude, see the deep state from a high state, and ride the thermals of Holy Spirit, of living grace, you know, for more light and love, easier and faster. I go into some of the thought forms about, you know, this concept of the spirit that matters, you know, the heart of love, the mind of God, the angels of our better nature that inspire us, the angles of God as far as geometrically ordered divinity to not just inspire us, but to frame higher consciousness, you know, geometrically ordered divinity thought forms for higher consciousness. So I go into several dimensions of this, and I'm primarily writing. In these four articles, I'm taking it to another level for most readers on my list. Most of my lists have been on my list for more than 5 years. And I'm talking about thousands of people who've been on my list for more than 5 years. And I'm really writing to them now. And I call them initiates, and of course, there's communicants and adepts who are also aware how I've been coding the archetypal blueprint for Aquarian enlightenment. Now, when I say communicants and adepts, I provide links on that, just as I do on initiates. And the link is the Founders Program, basically the four archetypal, you know, components to the capstone in terms of you might say, the demographics or psychographics of those who have different levels of advanced alignment and attunement to cosmic law, the mysteries of God. So, again, communicants and adepts are more advanced, and even them, you know, for all initiates, communicants, adepts, for all, I'm basically coding with these newsletters the archetypal blueprint for Aquarian enlightenment. I repeated that twice because it's a real keynote of what I'm doing now. This is not so much for new people anymore. I mean, I do provide links, you know, for new people can read the links to go deep to get the backstory. It's like the links are like the chapters of these ebooks that I'm publishing. These newsletters are like ebooks, and the links, hyperlinks, are like chapters so people can go deeper into the understanding of the general overview that I'm referring to. So 2 weeks ago, there was a full moon, and of course we're looking at the new moon eclipse. Now these are two, from full moon to new moon, it's just about a 2 week cycle. And what I do is I edit. Once I published, I edit a copy and with my A team. Of course, my A team, the A team's not just my ascended master team. When I say that, there's I have guides above my pay grade. I don't know who they are. All I know is I get stuff when I get my stuff out of the way that's above my pay grade. Well, I also get stuff from my A team as far as my Mastermind Alliance. Alliance A team, on the list as I publish, there's people on the list that will send me after I publish. They'll send me, maybe videos or articles or infographics, memes that related to what I publish, so that I can add them to my newsletter. And so I call this the editing process, and it's usually for a few days after I publish, which is. This is my creative process, and so I'm referencing this, and that these four articles have been vetted by the A team, and I've edited and re-edited and cleaned them up, and sometimes it's spelling, sometimes it's syntax, sometimes it's just graphic framing, and other times it's just adding articles and videos, so they get better, until I basically. Call it good and add them to the archives. And so far I've got, what is it, about 70 articles, newsletters this year so far. It's been a very very eventful year. The news is coming out breaking so fast to keep up. It's not easy, but 5-10 years from now, I'd like to think my grandkids will look back at what I published as far as a window into this, like a time capsule for the year, and see that their Grandpa Cricky was a far out dude. So this is my legacy in the can, folks. And I'm doing it for you. I do it for me, and then I'm sharing it with you, and then my grandkids or whoever in the future that's looking back at this time period for basically some insight. What's going on week to week with not just the astrology psychology, but the collective conscience of humanity. So as host of the Cosmic Love Show and podcast now for 17 years, I see that there's cosmic astrologic going mainstream with quantum science in the Aquarian quantum age. In other words, just like the Chinese invented acupuncture, energy medicine, quantum healing practices thousands of years ago. And homeopaths developed quantum healing processes with their homeopathic remedies. It's really quantum medicine. It's not the chemistry of disease. It's the energy of health, which is the quantum age. And this is why drug-based medicine is already obsolete in the cosmic scheme of things. We're just seeing, the backlash of the dragon's tail. We're just seeing, the dying of an old paradigm that's thrashing around and trying to make everyone as miserable as they are, keep telling us to keep taking those vaccines that they're still saying they're safe and effective. So anyway, this is the cosmic joke, and it's on us if we don't wise up, So there's in the cosmic scheme of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, you might say, we each experience the global revolution. The global evolution of cosmic consciousness in our own soul contract way. Excuse me. So I've been at this for 50 years. In this newsletter, I provide a selfie from 50 years ago that's got me reading a book called Cosmic Consciousness. And I got this tuxedo shirt on, a little bit of cosmic humor. And I go into the love model now, again, as cosmic law language, universal law language, the five core constitutional freedoms what they will look like in the Aquarian quantum age. I give a preview. And I do this quite often, not just how bad things are, talking about that, but how good things can be. What will the archetypal frames of reference look like with the universal law language, you know, universal interface for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience. I'm talking about freedom of speech as it goes mainstream with the origination and the collective evaluation of videos as can be done on smartphones now. People can originate and evaluate videos on smartphones. I was talking about this 50 years ago with public access studios and cable TV stations that were wiring the nation 50 years ago. And Congress actually legislated that all these new cable TV systems were going in 50 years ago would have to have three channels for public access, three public access channels on those cable systems for representative government. Again, where people could originate videos and evaluate videos. They had mini computers back then. They could have had them at the head end of the cable TV systems. And they could have had touch-tone telephones back then 50 years ago. And this is what I talked about and wrote about. The 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill that were looking to the bicentennial era and how they were going to celebrate revolution. And I just happened, you know, to be give a lecture at Bucky Fuller's World Game Studies Workshop in the summer of 74. That was a month-long workshop, and that lecture talked about this communications revolution and how all our problems are communication problems. And how a communication process could upgrade our, you know, our core freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government, so we could celebrate the bicentennial from 76 to 89, the ratification of the Constitution. We could celebrate the bicentennial of revolution with a revolutionary upgrade of our freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition government. And I gave that talk, and some people from the World Future Society and Committee for the Future from Washington, D.C., heard me and came up to me, one of an individual in particular that worked with Barbara Marks Hubbard, who had the Committee for the Future and actually was a co-founder of the World Future Society, and he tapped me to give the keynote address at a three-day future summit that was being held in a few months in November in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building on Capitol Hill, which I did. I had 10 papers for the 10 agencies of federal government after I gave my talk. And I've mentioned this before, that what happened was that none of them could look me in the eye because, as the junior college vice president told me, who came up to me after my speech, and his eyes got big and wide, and he said, "My God, you know, the problem with what you're talking about, you upgrade, you know, our core freedoms like you're talking about, it's going to make government accountable to the purpose for which it was created." And he says, "You're not going to hear from these agencies, the federal government. They'll be shrunk in influence because they'll be held more accountable, and public representation will be represented more so than them running interference for corporations." Anyway, that was the gist of his response and the essence of what happened. And I was kind of like in that movie, you know, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. I don't know if you remember that with what was his name? The guy that did It's a Wonderful Life, James Stewart. Yeah. Anyway, it was like that. I mean, it was like I was like a country bumpkin going to Washington and standing up for principles that had been co-opted, and no one could look me in the eye, and I just was ignored, except the phone being tapped back in Ohio for the next few weeks. These were J. Edgar Hoover days, and of course they had counter intel pro things going where that anyone challenging, you know, the deep state was put on the radar and surveyed and surveillance. So that happened, tapping on my phone for a couple of weeks until I answered the phone one day. "Hello, this is Janitorial Services. This is DA speaking." I actually did something like that. And they stopped after that for some reason. Maybe it was just coincidence. But I tried to have fun with all of this from the beginning. But the humor, you know, falls flat, you know, on those who are into controlling us rather than liberating us. And there are enough forces over the years that have been doing that there's some real creative dynamic tension going on. And that's what these four articles go into. So I'm going to go on to the next article, which was that I published just a few days later, and it is regarding healing the psychotic break with reality from 9/11 PSYOP to Charlie Kirk assassination. It was obviously a psychotic break with reality during the 9/11 PSYOP, and what the psychotic break with reality was with Charlie Kirk assassination, there was a real split in the collective consciousness regarding the Charlie Kirk assassination. So I dealt with that. You know, it's like, how do you I want to know what's going on for myself, and then I share it with others. I want to process, you might say, the psychotic break of sorts in the collective conscience of Americans after 9/11. You know, we all know that the prescripted Patriot Act was quickly railroaded through Congress before they were able to read it, you know, right after 9/11. And we know that domestic as well as foreign terrorism has been the boogeyman ever since. I mean, no one wants to believe that 9/11 was a false flag inside job and that the neocon Zionists and the Pentagon were behind the devastation of five Mideast countries that followed 9/11. And it was all prescripted and planned out. And there's been plenty of videos and articles, and most people listening, you know what I'm talking about. But we also know that this war of terror, and war of terror, it wasn't a war of terror. It was, a war on terror. It was a war of terror. It brought murder and mayhem to millions of people in the Middle East. I mean, refugees flooded Europe with displaced populations as their homes were bombed into rubble. You know, U.S. bombs, like those used to obliterate Gaza. For almost 2 years now, in our face, every day. No one stops it. Who owns and controls the media? If you don't know that, you don't know why we're being demoralized every day in the media. The media is owned and controlled by Zionists. If you don't know, I have a whole website on political Zionism. Goes into great detail, the ownership and control. It's the only way they could have pulled off 9/11. Which was an inside U.S.-Israel operation. So most people listening again know that. I think common sense would say to everybody listening that there's no free country on earth that starts a war. A nation that is free to choose will always choose peace. Free countries don't start wars. Their leaders may start the war and get the people with a psychotic break to follow along. But a nation, a people that is free to choose, I mean, if you just have a choice between freedom and war, it's like the choice between freedom and slavery. Who wouldn't choose freedom? Who wouldn't choose peace? Only those who are being manipulated and controlled through trauma, through fear. And this is what's happened. This is what happened after 9/11. This is what happened during COVID, the pandemic. This is what happens with genocide and farmicide. You know, the special interests make a killing, creating and managing war and disease. And it's sick. It's changing. I think a majority of people are wise to it. Now the question everyone's asking is, well, okay, what are we going to do about it? So my point in this article was that, empire tyranny, by way of political Zionism, is disintegrating. And I provide a link on that political Zionism. I provide a link on all these articles will be in the footnotes, which I'll publish here in a few days. It's good to know, what's going on with these links. Like I say, for those who are new to this, do these articles, and like I say, I'm not at this point, it's too late in the game, I'm pulling out all the stops for truth telling, so I'm not giving so much pablum. I'll provide links that you can go deeper and understand political Zionism, for example, and the Great Awakening and what's going on with the astrology psychology. Those who want to know can. My idea is to provide an environment in which your enlightenment can thrive at whatever level you come in at. So, I talk a lot about what's going on with how our government has lost public consent, not just in America, but worldwide. I mean, there's a global demand for sovereign rights, individual national sovereign rights, and really having a problem with the empire tyranny of the U.S. and the tyranny tactics that happen with globally with the killings of millions of people with pharmacide during COVID, with the vaccines. And we're talking about a warfare going on, and that's, and I mean, it's happening. It's intense right now. Most people know how the Rothschilds created the Federal Reserve banking system that instituted Zionist usury in the West, how they instituted Zionist control of the mainstream media and big technology, and the big war agenda, you know, political Zionism, and how Netanyahu is their poster boy for genocide worldwide. I mean, their message every day is, you have no power to stop us. We're killing people, and you're next, and you don't have it. You can't stop it. No one in the world is rising up. No government is stopping Netanyahu. They're talking about it, but no one has. I mean, I believe his time is short, and this is just, you know, the darkest before the dawn. But there's plenty of evidence that's now online worldwide that, but it doesn't matter to most Americans that the genocide is still going on. When I say that, what can you do about it? It's like, we're talking about a psychotic break that makes people apathetic, it depresses people. You know, they become so sick and tired of being sick and tired of all this that they're just too sick and tired to do anything about it. I mean, it's numbness. It's like a helplessness. So, I mean, what can you do about it anyway? So why even care? Just ignore it and it goes away. So this is mass psychosis. It's a psychotic break of sorts, and it will happen, you know, and it's going to be compounded by AI, by those who are doing it. And this is where they're using AI, the dark side deep states, they're using AI for censorship. They're using it for control. And there's other forces now that are waking, that are explaining this and exposing people to this and how we're being manipulated. So this is the global evolution, revolution, and higher consciousness. I go into different aspects of this over the years. Specifically, this year, it's heating up. The Israeli connection, the whole thing with Charlie Kirk's assassination, was another shock to the already traumatized consciousness and normalcy bias of most Americans. We learned that a 22-year-old did it, but it's like, this looks like a psyop too. And I go into this. I go into articles on this. Not so much in this article, but in the following one. That all things indicate that this is another psyop. And is there an Israeli connection? I mean, Charlie's gone on record as a Christian Zionist in the past, as an apologist for Gaza genocide, and an ardent supporter of Trump, who wants to turn Gaza into an Israeli resort mecca. And Charlie was turning against all this. He was coming out directly, and the reports of this. I mean, we're talking about, these are really bad optics in a civilized world to support Trump at this time and to support Israeli. They're genocide. How can you support that? Only an uncivilized people would tolerate ongoing Gaza genocide. I mean, these are really bad optics in a civilized world. And Charlie Kirk was starting to expose it. I mean, aggressively, the month before he was assassinated. So was his evangelical Judeo-Christian identity a target of the collective anti-Zionist sentiments worldwide? I mean, did the assassin have a screw loose and channel the dark side? Was he on psych drugs? That have insanity side effects? I mean, we're talking about, you know, the assassin. I mean, and is Trump making Charlie a hero and martyr to advance the agenda of AI surveillance, censorship, and arrest of anti-Zionist domestic terrorists? This is a huge issue. This is where it comes to a head. Now, I'm coming down the home stretch here. I only got about 10 minutes, but I'm going to basically sum up, you know, the problem and the solution in this article, and with some incredible videos, you know, the false flags and America's greatest ally, you know, Israel, and some extraordinary videos and articles that I finish up with that really kind of sum it up. And one of them, was about Charlie Kirk's death being exposed as the biggest scam in history. It had more than 2 million views in one day. I mean, we're talking about, you know, these are some amazing videos that are coming out because there's so much interest in this. And so I go into it. I mean, I've got several articles here that really talks about the the war that's going on right now, the psychological war, and to understand it. And I did this for myself. This blew me away. And I hope some of you appreciate this for what it is. As far as you reading these articles, and I'll, again, provide them in the footnotes. I mean, these articles are archived. If you want to go to HeartCom Network and go to the current year, all my archives, I've included this article, these four articles, that's on the 2025 archive page. And you can go down to these four archived articles now, and you can read. You can read, if you want to do this, you can read the subtext to the videos and the backstory and read those videos that you want to, that give you some real depth insight into what in the world is going on right now. And basically, this will put you on the front lines of the psychological and spiritual warfare that's going on right now. And you can get on top of it. You can get insight on it. And matter of fact, if you vibrate at a higher level of conscience, as in a capital C, you will hold the balance for thousands of, if not tens of thousands of people who vibrated at a larger level. And this is what my last article, goes into. There's an article in between called Chill Out, that basically is talking about, there's a frequency shift going on, and we're in the midpoint of the 2020s frequency shift, and how the universe doesn't speak English, it speaks frequency, just like homeopathic medicine is a frequency, just like acupuncture is a frequency, just like basically the understanding of the frequency shift that's going on. Once you understand that it is the frequency shift into Aquarius that is the final judgment on stupid, you might say, density, dense, unconscious, and heartless, the Piscean, the old Piscean records of ownership control rather than Aquarian cooperative communication. We're at that turning point. This is the big shift, folks. So this article, after the last article, which I just referenced, which was really intense, this one's called Chill Out. And it's basically just get a little perspective on this understanding. Again, those who vibrate at the energy of pure love and reverence for life will counterbalance the negativity of hundreds of thousands of individuals who calibrate at the lower weakening levels. This is from research with behavioral kinesiology, Dr. Robert Hawkins, the Hawkins Scale, Power versus Force. I've talked about this a lot over the years. So again, I some highlights here for understanding the spiritual and psychological warfare at this point. It's in full swing. And many people are psychologically numb from the accelerating rate of change, which AI is speeding up at this time. So this is good to understand, folks. Understand the Psy War or be a victim. Like I say in my last newsletter on 9/11, the Charlie Kirk PSYOP, I finished with two videos that have serious portents for the next year or two. Big tech and big capital are banking on big war. I'm going to repeat that. Big technology and big capital, big money, the big banks are banking on big war. They're planning on it. And the historical pattern of collapsing empires is exactly this. Their last phase is war. They're looking at, how they can do like they did after World War II, as they jump-started the economy by getting everything into production. And they're looking at using AI and robotics to create a whole new civilization in the United States. And this is their plan, they're going ahead with it. How successful it's going to be and what levels, there's some good things about it. Mostly the population control thing and the consciousness control thing is a real concern. How to get congruent at this time is my point of the article I just published, and it's intense again, but it's healing the psychopathic lack of conscience behind the shameless genocide and the heartless pharmacide, and also featuring the best of Charlie Kirk, the best of Charlie Kirk. We're talking about, see the good, make it so, and how bad things are, how good things can be, and what are the videos and the vision, without vision, the people perish. So you gotta have a vision of what's making us sick and what can make us better. And there's an expression, a lot of you know that, there's you've heard the expression, it's no measure of health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society. So we've got a really profoundly sick society with the ongoing genocide and farmicide. It's turning around. The ship of state turns around slowly. James Corbett provides an incredible video that is required viewing, I think, for everyone that's listening, if you can possibly watch this. Like I say, I have it archived now on the archive page. You can watch that now. Or you just go to Corbett Report. It's the recent documentary he did. It's brilliant. And it's there's no healing the crisis right now without the understanding of how there are psychopaths that are creating and managing war and disease for profit. They're psychopaths. They're soulless, without conscience, psychopaths. Call them soulless ones, whatever. But understanding that and what's going on with the best of Charlie Kirk, a video that has, keynotes. Kirk's legacy is honest, loving dialogue. And he discussed many of the keynotes for the healing of America and the world. And he'll go down in history as at this turning point. And his whole subject, his whole, basically, this thing of Charlie Kirk, he's represented, a turning point USA. This is the 50s, I mean, the 2020s, 2025 turning point of the 2020s. This is the turning point. And so understanding that and the opportunity we have now for making a difference, if not the difference, it's coming up. And I'd like to say a lot more. I've said enough. Hopefully you've heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in a global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. Like I say, we're at the midpoint, and it's turning now. We're at the turning point. And it's accelerating through the 2020s with AI and for other reasons. More light and love, easier and faster. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. Be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.